Australia's Lyndall Oatley has just finished her first ride in the Remapcra FEI World Cup Dressage Competition here at Gothenburg. It's your first time in the World Cup, Lyndall. How was it for you?
Oh, I had a fabulous experience. Just to actually be here was a huge bonus because I wasn't on the list and I got in at the last minute. It was a last minute preparation for sure, but I wouldn't never miss the chance to be at a Remapcra World Cup final, especially it's in Sweden. It's always such a fabulous atmosphere here. It's been a great bunch of people to spend time with, actually. The whole way through has been so much fun and with such a light-hearted competition inside the arena and out, and it's a pleasure to be a part of, and I'm just thrilled I'm here. It's a big goal for me, and it's something that now I've achieved, and I'm super happy to be here.
I mean, how much notice did you get then?
I think I picked Patrick up from the airport on Friday, and then we left on Tuesday.
So not much notice at all then. I mean, what sort of preparation do you have to go through, or do you just have to treat it as just another competition?
I try and think of every show as another competition. I think Adelinda always says, you know, it's the same 60 by 20 arena no matter where we are, and that's essentially true. And I think if we put too much focus on where we are and the importance of such an event, then I think we'll not do our best. And so I just treat it as another show, prepared it in such a way, maybe with a little less time in preparation, but that's life. You know, you can't have everything the way you want it, and I just want to be here and be a part of it, and I think my boy deserves to be here, and I'm thrilled to have him have this opportunity in such a great arena.
And obviously your husband Patrick's riding later on this morning. I mean, do you watch each other when you compete, or do you kind of do your own thing and see what the results pan out as?
No, we literally run from one to the other. We just want to be there for one another, and whenever it's possible we will be there, even if it means jumping and putting the horse in the box and running, we'll do it. It's part of life and it's part of being a married couple, but it's also, he's my trainer and I'm his student, and that comes with our in territory at our outstanding stables with Patrick. Business. We all will support one another, and that's really important, and that's a big part of our family, really.
And is Rio on the cards for you?
Yeah, so far so good. No, he's currently holding the Australian record, and we got that actually in Sweden, Stockholm, for the qualifiers. So everything's looking really good right now. I'd love to go to Rio. That would be his second Olympics and my second Olympics. So I'd be thrilled to be there. So no, fingers crossed it all goes well. And, you know, this is horses and this is a sport, so you never know. But I keep my horse happy, and he'll tell me what he wants to do.